USA News Update. Israel has agreed to reopen the Kerem Shalom border crossing into Egypt, allowing the entry of humanitarian aid into Gaza amid a growing aid crisis. The move follows international concerns about the situation in Gaza, with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin visiting the region this weekend as part of ongoing U.S. efforts to seek a resolution to the conflict. Officials say the investigation into anti-Semitism on college campuses is not over. On Friday, House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said they're continuing to investigate claims of rising anti-Semitism at Harvard, UPenn, and MIT. She also said there will be investigations into other colleges as well. No injuries are reported after heavy rain and high winds battered much of eastern Florida on Saturday. Weather officials say several Florida cities, notably among them Jacksonville, Tampa, and Orlando, felt the worst of the storm. The system is now expected to move north along the coast off the Carolinas and potentially reach as far as New England. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.